KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
It's 12:15 at News Radio 560 KPQ, 19 degrees outside. Oh, that's got to be wrong. 91 maybe, but can't be 19, right? Here's a couple questions. You can just yell back at your radio. I'll be able to hear you, all right? What happened 88 years ago up in the sky? Something that began so far away but eventually cruised over the old Columbia on the Fancier Heights for what we would have to call a suitably safe landing. What was that? Sound familiar? Any of this ring a bell? Or turn a propeller? Or make you crave for a California roll with extra wasabi and a side of sashimi? Sonomino for the entire crew and spicy maguro for me and everyone in the executive suite? Here's another subject. Or it's the same one, just from a different angle. A sister city should be visited and enjoyed and experienced. Have you done that? I mean, we can't just go once. We have to go often. Otherwise, how can you stay in touch with your sister? So let the games begin. Let's meet the people who are ready to take you to your sister city. Let me introduce you this morning, or this afternoon, legally. We're 16 minutes into the afternoon. Let me introduce you to Laverne Bergstrom and Karen Breeden, who are here today to help me talk about our sister city, because although I know something about it intellectually, I know nothing about it in actuality and facts. And I do know that the name of our sister city is, what is it, Karen?
Misawa.
Misawa. See, I would have probably mispronounced that as Misawa, but Misawa is much better. I do know where it is. Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
How about you?
Yes, I've been there twice.
That's Laverne Bergstrom and Karen Breeden, who are our guests. They've traveled to our sister city of Misawa, Japan. And I suppose you want anyone listening casually right now, giving it some thought, to join in next time, right?
Correct.
How often do we go?
We go once a year. So we're promoting our 2019 trip to Misawa, Japan.
Which leaves in the summertime?
Which leaves on August 15th this year. And comes back on the 25th.
That sounds like a fun trip. Plus, they have a festival, like we have the Apple Blossom Festival, and they visit us for that.
Yes,
they have a summer festival, and we visit them for that one.
Yes, that's why we go in that time frame every year in August.
Now, I don't know the guys who flew Miss Vidal. I've heard all about them, and we all know that story to some extent. But how in the world did they accidentally pick Japan's apple country to take off from to fly to the world's apple country? I mean, was that a sheer accident?
They were on a trip around the world, I was told, and they got behind and broke down in some places and decided to change their idea and went to Japan and decided to look for an appropriate place to take off to make their 4,500-mile trip, and they landed in Fancher Field in East Wenatchee.
Turns out to be a good choice, actually, when they took off from Misawa, because if you picture the map of Japan in your mind, it's two big islands, but the first island's huge, and the second one is smaller. The first island is Honshu, and that's the island that Misawa's on, but way up at the north, facing the Pacific Ocean. So that would be a good place to get your start across the Pacific Ocean.
Correct.
And then if you go to the next island, it's Hokkaido. If you end up there, you're on the wrong island, but you're there with the Sapporo Brewery, so things couldn't be worse. They could be better. There you go. Have you visited all over Japan?
Well, this particular trip goes to Tokyo for about 2.5 days first, then takes the bullet train and a bus, eventually gets to Misawa.
You'll like Tokyo. It's got the same ability to rent an apartment as Wenatchee.
We actually stay in hostels in
Tokyo,
which are very, very nicely done, clean, spotless, bunk rooms, and it much more reasonable in price, so it makes it more affordable for the people going.
So the first time you went, you're flying, it's a long trip.
Yes.
Tokyo's one thing, but like people say, Paris is not France, Tokyo's not Japan. Is that true, that when you get to the outer areas, then you find the real Japan?
Right. Yes.
What did you discover that's so different between Tokyo and Misawa, besides millions of people?
Oh, well, Tokyo is a bustling city, and Misawa is more like Wenatchee or mm-hmm. Wenatchee Valley.
Is it similar size in terms of population?
I think so. Very, very close.
Are their apples good?
Yeah. Yes, they're huge and very beautiful.
Really? Yep. Big in size, you mean?
Big in size, yes.
Surprised. Oh, I mean, I wouldn't know what a Japanese apple looked like, except Fuji apples. Is that a Japanese apple?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, then I know something about it. The idea of the sister city, when you first, did you grow up here, by the way?
I grew up north, above Lake Chelan.
But you grew up in this area?
Yes.
And the idea of having a sister city in Japan was very nice, but that's a long way to go to form the relationships that you ladies have formed.
Yes, that's correct.
What did you find among the people that you met when you got there? Because I know they roll out the red carpet.
They do roll out the red carpet. I probably have very seldom felt that incredible friendship with strangers. I mean, you actually stay in their home in Misawa.
They take the sister city idea seriously.
They approached Wenatchee to start the relationship on the 50th anniversary of the flight.
It was their idea.
It was their idea.
Oh,
and
that's
they
cool.
have been, they, their children all learn about it. They've got aviation and science museums about it. They have, lots of information. We actually went to the beach, the Sabashiro Beach, where Herndon and Pangborn made their takeoff strip.
Took off from the beach?
Yes. Boy, the right kind of sand that they could pack.
Miss Vidal must have been not too heavy.
No,
can you imagine a modern-day plane trying to take off from a beach? Impossible.
And I think that the Japanese people helped build a platform for them to take off.
The takeoff area.
Mm-hmm. It was a fishing village at the time in 1931, Misawa was. So they actually jumped in and got so excited about being part of it.
That's cool. That's so cool.
That is cool.
Well, for folks who want to participate, I mean, a trip to Japan may not be something that you're planning, but why not? I mean, it's
Absolutely.
There. Let's go.
And it's organized for you, well thought out. The cost is about $2,300, and that includes the airfare, which is a great big chunk of that money.
That's a huge chunk.
Last year, I think the trip cost $1,700 in airfare.
How many people can go?
Well, we've taken between one trip that I was on, where were 24 of us, and the next time I went, there were 19 of us. So approximately 20 people are going each year.
88 years we've been doing this. Isn't that fascinating?
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's so fun.
For something that began in 1931. Well, we send a delegation. Do you do official delegation things?
Yes.
Like cutting ribbons and riding in parades?
And we're treated like a formal delegation.
Like dignitaries.
Like dignitaries with welcoming ceremonies and a party at the mayor's house in the evening. And they have an international center where they do training of the culture, you know, tea ceremony, kimonos, dressing in, playing the koto, which is a Japanese musical instrument.
Yes. Can you do the tea ceremony? Have you learned
how?
Well,
I don't remember it all, but it was very interesting to watch and to be part of. Very, very serious for them.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Very serious.
As it should be.
Yes.
That's the right way to make green tea, right?
It's right.
There is no other way. There's the right way and then no other way. Well, the delegation is usually spend 1 or 2 days in Tokyo and then 5 or 6 in Misawa, and you stay with the family.
Yes.
So you get to know them, or they get to know you.
Correct.
Those crazy people from Washington are here again. don't make them eat sushi, but let them eat sushi if they want to.
They love being host to us, too.
Of course.
They do an exceptional job.
That's part of the culture there, isn't it? The
yes,
formality
it
and the politeness and the seeing to every detail.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really cool about that. I like that. What about the food? What's your favorite?
Oh, I love their tempura dishes where they've have this batter and make these incredible vegetables and seafoods and I'm not so much for raw fish, so I just didn't eat any. You can make sushi out of all kinds of other things.
Oh, you sure can.
And
I love it.
And so my host family had a huge garden, and they just found out what we liked. My granddaughter went with me, and we stayed with them the last time I went in. They were just wonderful hosts.
What did you like to eat, Karen?
I ate everything Japanese.
Me too.
And
I love Japanese.
I drank the tea.
I don't know the language. I don't, I'm not an authority on the culture, except that I grew up on the West Coast where there are so many Japanese, Asian families of great, you know, many generations. And I've always loved Japanese food. And, I do like the sushi and the sashimi for that matter. Just anything. You can't go wrong. I love Japanese food. That would be the thing that I would major in if I went to Japan with you this time. Food.
That's what I craved when I came back home.
Really?
Yes.
Now, when you compare our sashimi and sushi to theirs, no, she's shaking her head.
No comparison.
It's the freshness and also the preparation. We always have, for the most part, Japanese sushi chefs and in the restaurants that we frequent, even here in town. But there's something about the way they do it in the home country. Mm-hmm. It's so serious. It's really, I mean, the selection.
And
of
it's an art.
Oh, God, yes. Well, I approve. We're talking with Laverne Bergstrom and Karen Breeden. Do you want to go visit our sister city, Mazawa, Japan? They're going to leave in August. And did I say it wrong?
No, you're right.
Mizawa. If you want to go, we're going to tell you exactly how to get involved right after these words. This is News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ's appetizers and $1 off all microbrews. Or Tuesday night bourbon glazed steak for only $12.99. Or prime rib Friday and Saturday nights only $17.29. How about some adult bingo every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.? Free to play with prizes available. Come see what the buzz is all about. The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Here at News Radio 560 KPQ, it's 19 degrees outside. 1230 is our time. 1231, actually. Laverne Bergstrom and Karen Breeden are my very special guests. We're talking about our sister city relationship with Mizawa, Japan, and the way that you can join their trip, their yearly trip. I should say that it's 88 years since the first nonstop plane took off from Mizawa and flew all the way to Fanshawe Heights. The sister city relationship with Japan began in 1981, and it was in recognition of that historic flight. That's how we became sisters with Mizawa, Japan, and that's how we go there every year. And if you want to go, well, how do they find the address? How do they fill out the application to be considered?
Well, they can go on the website, which is WenatcheeValleyMisawa.org.
And Misawa spelled M-I-S-A-W-A.
Yes.
Misawa, Japan. That's our sister city. And, you know, they come here, too, don't they? They come here for the Apple Blossom Festival?
Yes, they will be here for the Apple Blossom Festival this year from May 1st to May 6th.
That's great.
42 of them are coming.
Wow.
This year.
We're going to need more convertibles.
Absolutely. We do need convertibles. Yes, we do.
And if someone has a convertible they want to dedicate to the parade, how do they follow up on that?
The East Wenatchee City Council office.
Okay.
The mayor's office.
If you have a convertible, reasonably nice one, or a historic one, and you want to help us out with the sister city dignitaries coming from Misawa, Japan, that will ride along in the parade for the Apple Blossom Festival, get a hold of the good people at this East Wenatchee City Hall. Because although we are two cities, East Wenatchee and Wenatchee, we are both sister cities to Mizawa.
Correct.
Because although we honor Wenatchee, you got to remember, the plane landed in East Wenatchee. So dual credit, right? How many times have you gone, Karen? How many times have you been?
I have gone once in 2012.
You ready to go again?
I would love to go again.
Are you going to be in this trip?
No.
Oh, rats. How about you, Laverne?
I've been there twice. So I was in 2009 and in 2017.
And you're going now?
I'm not going this year.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that leaves more seats for people who have never been and who need to spread the word and talk about their experience there. But the deadline's coming up, isn't it? I mean, although we're talking about summertime trip, we've got to get all the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
We would like to have your application by February 25th or close to that. And we're looking for people who would like to make the commitment to travel that far, get their passport in order, and join us on a wonderful excursion.
I like if you're going to do it on the 25th and you're going to get it near the 25th, get it on the 24th, because if you get into the 26th and 27th, it could be cut off, right?
And also, we take students from 7th grade to 12th grade.
That'd be a great thing for you and your family to take part in.
Correct.
Travel broadens one, you know. So you want to have broad views about the world and get an accurate picture by actually seeing it instead of talking about it. That would be a wonderful experience for anybody in high school or going to high school. What's the age on the young side? How old do you have to be?
7th grade.
Well, you must be 7th grade or older to travel, right?
Yes. And, on this trip. Uh-huh.
And the chances are your parents are not coming with you. Not everybody's going.
In my case, I had a granddaughter with me each time I went. And that often happens, that grandma will take, or grandpa will take their grandchild.
Excellent. It's a good idea. So consider that when you're making your travel plans in your head right now, and you can be part of the action. And also, I want to remind you one more time, we need convertibles for the Apple Blossom Japanese delegation to ride in when they get here, because they're sending how many? 42?
42.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of a car that would hold 42 people, and I can't come up with one.
We need a lot of cars.
They don't make convertible buses, so that just means 10 limousines. Convertibles.
And we also need homestay families for the students when they come.
Because they stay with families like we stay with their families.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The adults don't, but the students that come to Wenatchee stay in homestays.
And for the most part, they speak English?
They all study English in school.
Close enough.
And are practicing it. They study how to read and write it.
They're a lot better off than we are, I'm sure, on the other end. I can't imagine many people in the Valley studying Japanese, although they probably should.
There are a few. We have a couple people on our board that speak Japanese. We are very fortunate. And then we actually do some training. If you decide to go, there'll be a couple, three classes where you'll go to the chairman of our board, David Kelton, his wife, have training because they lived in Japan for a long time. And they teach you how to say hello and goodbye and some other polite phrases.
Be nice to know how to say thank you.
Yes.
Where's the train station?
Yes.
I'm lost.
Right, exactly.
And it always helps. I mean, people are willing to go out of their way if they realize you don't speak their language when you have a phrase or two to break the ice.
Yes, correct.
That's been my experience anyway.
Yes.
Also, folks in big cities are always described as too rude to help you, but I've never found that to be the case. In fact, the bigger the city, the more help you're going to get. But it may come very quickly.
Yes.
How do I get to the, it's over there, and they're pointing and gesturing in one direction. And
well, when we're in Tokyo, we're actually in tours, and we stay as a group together, and it's all planned. It's really, really easy.
Someone has to get lost from the group, right, in Tokyo.
Well,
someone has to just, what happened to them?
No, we wear all the same color shirts that day.
Oh, no.
And you can keep track of them. Lots easier than that. Or we break up in small groups and stay together.
So there's no chance England would take you for tourists if you're all dressed identically.
No. Or we look like a tourist if we're in a Wenatchee Valley shirt.
Well, when you think about your trip, what is it that stays with you even now for today? What do you remember when you first consider it?
Oh, the people were so warm and friendly, wonderful, kind, and courteous.
They have a formal politeness that's very charming.
Yes, they do.
It works when you don't know one another.
But they are also very loving.
Oh, yeah.
So when we leave there, or when they leave here, there's a lot of hugs and tears.
Oh, great. That means we did some good work when we had them as our visitors. It always works out this way, doesn't it? That everyone says, we should have gone a long time ago. It's really great over there. We were treated like kings. We were squired around. We stayed in their homes. They were outgoing and offering us all the amenities, showed us all around the town. You can't beat a vacation like that, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Because no one on Maui is going to show you around the island.
That's right.
You can go, but you're on your own. Well, let's talk about the who, what, where, when. Well, I'm going to play a couple commercials, then we'll come back and talk about the who, what, where, when, and how. Do you want to visit our sister city in Mizawa? To tell you the truth, you have to make up your mind quickly because February 25th is the cutoff date, and we're only going to take a handful of folks. So think about it, and we'll be back right after this.
More info at markpatrickseminars.com.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
At 12:43 in the afternoon with 19 degrees outside. Is it snowing? Yeah, it is. Snowing lightly here in Wenatchee Town. We're getting together our act. We have to get out of town and go to our sister city of Mizawa, Japan. And if you want to go, you better think about it right now because the deadline is February 26th and today's already the 11th. So we have some thinking, considering, and some checks to write. So, but you were just telling me, Laverne, a very interesting story about how Pangborn and Hugh Herndon made up their mind to fly from Japan because they
had been
lost.
A flight around the world, got lost in Siberia,
God.
Landed in Russia, knew they were hopelessly behind, heard about a prize, a $25,000 prize for crossing the Pacific from Japan to the U.S.
Which had yet to be done in the year 1931.
Yeah, it had not been done. It had been attempted three times. And failed.
Because people gave their life to that effort.
Yes, they did. Yes.
But they had some work to do. They couldn't just fill the tank, pack some lunches, and take off.
They took about 2 months in Japan to modify the plane so it would hold 900 gallons of fuel. And then they had to do a lot of calculation. And they had to land with enough fuel to get them here, but jettison the fuel they didn't need because they knew they had to belly land.
Because
they had secretly taken off the landing gear after they got in the air. Nobody knew they'd done that.
Because of weight.
Right. And it didn't come off easy either. They had to crawl outside the plane and force the rest of it to come off.
During flight. Holy moly.
Remember, these guys were barnstormers.
Seat of the pants, right?
They had done everything. Trick flying all over the U.S. at all the fairs. And so they were really experienced.
I wonder what precautions do you take before you crawl under the plane in flight to take off the landing gear?
I don't know. I'd probably passed out and fell off.
At least tie something around your waist.
Yes, I guess.
But even if you do tie it around your waist and you end up being trailed by the plane, you can't get back in the plane.
No, they're
too hot. You got to be reeled in.
Probably. And it was freezing cold up there.
Of course.
Probably about 15,000 feet. I'm not sure. But.
And it's not an open cockpit, but it's not a, there are not too many amenities in this speed all.
They knew they had 40 hours of flying to make that trip.
Wow. And the landing turned out to be eventful, too. I mean, they had already planned it. Before they took off, they said, well, we can't take the landing gear. It weighs too much.
Right.
That presents a problem on the other end.
Right. That's, yes.
And they solved it how?
By taking off the landing gear and calculating how much fuel they needed to make it to their destination. They had to change destinations, but Pangborn's mother lived in the Wenatchee Valley, I think. And so they must have got a hold of them by radio because the press was actually there when they did that belly land.
Wow.
There are photos of the plane when they landed.
And the plane's in pretty good shape, but they did bend their propeller.
Yes.
Like you do when you land on your belly.
Right. Yeah. That's correct.
And I don't know where they dumped it, but somewhere between the coast and their landing spot, they dumped all the fuel that they didn't need.
Correct.
So they wouldn't burn up on reentry like an astronaut, because they knew if they landed with a full tank, they'd spark a fire.
Right.
So they must have landed with only fumes in the tank.
They had to calculate it pretty close.
Wow. And I guess they had to do math along the way to figure out, how are we doing? We can still make it.
There's so much to consider in that whole flight. None of us can even really imagine what it took for that.
Theoretically, they were going to go to Boise, right? Wasn't that one of the ideas originally?
I've forgotten where their original
destination was. I think that's what it was.
I don't know where they were going to land.
But they were actually celebrated a couple weeks later in Seattle with a ticker tape parade.
Wow.
And it was a big, big parade, an acknowledgement of their success.
Extraordinary. It's really a magical story. And it's funny how the people of Mizawa all those years kept that in their mind about that special relationship with those two guys and their home state. And just took until 1981 for them to say, look, why aren't we sister cities?
Right. Well, and by then, I think sister cities were a lot more popular.
Oh, sure.
There are lots of relationships between cities in Washington State and Japan, But, and we've met some of them, but I think we have the best reason for a sister city relationship.
It's the best.
Yes.
It's historical.
Yes.
And it actually flies in the face of logic. There's so many ways that, there's so many ways that flight shouldn't have made it.
Could have gone wrong. Yeah.
Could have gone really wrong.
Really brave men.
Or crazy.
Or crazy.
I had no idea they crawled under the fuselage in air while in flight and took off the landing gear.
Right, right.
God. That's amazing. Well, that's why they did it and I didn't, because I'm sitting here saying, it's too cold. And they just said, come on, we're going. Right. I love that spirit. Right. And does the story get told every time you go to Mizawa? They talk about what it was like, how they repaired their plane on the beach.
The story is told at their museum, their aviation and science museum there mm-hmm. in Misawa, and all of the, I actually didn't know the story when I went the first time. I'd heard it mentioned, but not the details. So we learned more of it in their country than we do here at home.
You can read some of it on the airport wall if you ever wait for your flight at Pangbourne. There's some of the story there.
Right.
But the idea of the Japanese citizens of Mizawa building a takeoff ramp for them, to yes. build a ramp on the beach, I mean, just consider what that one little simple job amounted to. It was huge.
And to welcome them with open arms and be so willing to be part of the process.
And also to help at all.
Here's
two guys that have come from the other side of the planet. They want to fly to someplace you've never seen, and they want help at the beach. Well, yeah. I will help it. You know, right now I got to go fish, or right now I got to paint the men's room, or something, some job that they had to do. But the town turned out for them. It's really amazing.
You know, when they first got to Tokyo, they were arrested for aerial spying, and were not released until the U.S. Department. State Department interfered and paid their fines.
The State Department paid their fines? Boy, they don't do that anymore.
And then they had to find a location for the project and convince everybody they weren't spies.
No, I realize we just came from Siberia, but that's because we got lost. So don't hold that against us.
And then, yeah, Russia.
Wow. My very special guests are Laverne Bergstrom and Karen Breeden. They want you to go take a flying leap right off the edge of our continent and fly all the way to Japan, to the island of Honshu and the city of Mizawa, and visit our sister city. How do they, once again, for folks who just landed up on Fancher Heights, how do they take part?
Go to our website, WenatcheeValleyMisawa.org. Find an application appropriate to whether you're an adult or a student in high school. Fill out the form and get it into the East Wenatchee City Hall by the.
And this is going to cost around $24-$25?
Right. And you don't have to pay. You just pay a deposit when you first send in your application. I think it's $200 deposit.
And you have to join the Sister City Association.
That seems only normal. You're going to want to join anyway now that you know everybody.
Yes. Right. And that's $35 per year.
Teenagers are encouraged, and by teenagers, I mean anyone 7th grade and older.
Yes.
For flying and traveling in
mm-hmm.
August.
Mm-hmm. If you want and to. We have had college students go also.
Yes.
So anybody over the 7th grade level mm-hmm. is welcome to come mm-hmm. with your permission and, of course, with the fees paid. And one more element to this that I find hilarious, and that is the delegation from Mizawa's coming to our fair city for the Apple Blossom Festival at the end of the next month. Starts in March, doesn't it? At the end of April. And the delegation is so large that we need more convertibles for the Apple Blossom Parade.
Correct.
So if you have a convertible and you're willing to let someone from our sister city sit in the back seat and wave throughout the afternoon, and of course you're going to have to commit your mornings too because they're going to stage you up at the park, Triangle Park, the day of the parade, then please help out or call if you can call. Can help, I should say, then call the East Wenatchee City Hall and tell them this simple phrase, I have a convertible, put me through. Yeah, and that'll be beautiful.
And we also need people for the students to stay with.
Oh, that's
home stays.
How many homes do you think?
We're not sure of the 42 people, how many are students. We could, you know, we might have 15 to 20 of them.
So it's who do they contact if you have someone,
same thing.
East Wenatchee City Hall.
East Wenatchee City Hall, yes.
Beautiful.
And that would be Teresa Allen at 886-6102.
That's who I call to get an interview with the mayor, so you might as well call someone right at the top.
Right.
Laverne Burstum and Karen Breeden, thanks for the story today about our sister city, Mizala, Japan. They're coming here. We're going there. We do it every year. If you want to get involved, you want to learn the story more intimately, you want to know the truth about why we have a sister city and why they are our brothers and sisters way over in Japan, it's because we share an event in history from 1931. It can't be replayed, can't be redone, can't be unwritten, can't be understood in some cases. The great flight, the first flight across the Pacific. Thanks for being here. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ. And